This is GQDN for Friday, June 14th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Great drink mixes. Very delicious drink mixes. Yes, indeed. So if you want them, go to swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST after you get your drink mixes, and you'll get 25% off of your purchase. Go get it. They're good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Lots of good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some bundles coming. There could be some hidden games on Switch. And we got some Stellar Blade news. But we begin today with news that happened yesterday, almost 24 hours ago. And that is, the franchise general manager, John Haidt, for World of Warcraft, has stepped down and is leaving Blizzard Entertainment. So here is what he said on Twitter. This is a long post. Quote, "After 12 incredible years at Blizzard, I've decided to step away and start a new quest. It was a tough decision, but I feel like now is as good a time as any. Warcraft is an amazing position as the universe turns 30. I've been so honored to serve all of the heroes of Azeroth. You are the most passionate, dedicated, and creative community in gaming. You are why I poured my heart and soul into creating the best games as possible. You have inspired me, challenged me, and made me a stronger developer. As for what's next in my journey, I don't have any specifics to share quite yet, but I am excited to explore new opportunities and challenges in the industry. And I continue making great games with talented people. Thank you again for making these years so unforgettable. And I'll still see you in Azeroth now as purely a player." So he did join Blizzard Entertainment in 2011. And he did serve as the senior producer of Mists of Pandaria, as well as the production director for Diablo III, Reapers of Souls, Legion in Warcraft, and the Battle for Azeroth. And he did rise to the position of the executive producer and vice president as the chief caretaker of World of Warcraft in 2021. He assumed the position as a franchise general manager, and that is where he oversaw the development and commercial activities for the Warcraft franchise, including World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, and Rumble. Now, he did teach some courses at the USC School of Cinematics, and he did work on 30 games that would include Command and Conquer and Neverwinter Nights. And he was also at Sony, where he was credited as the initial developer of the PlayStation Network and some other games that would include Flow, Flower, God of War 3, and Mortal Kombat 2011. But we now know that he is now leaving Blizzard Entertainment. So where will he go? We'll probably talk about that tomorrow in the weekly show. Maybe this too. Yeah, this is going to be bad. .esports.com did say that Valve has been accused of overcharging 14 million players in the UK. And that's 656 million pounds. So on June 5th, Vicky Shalbot, which is the campaigner for the Children Families Digital Rights, filed a lawsuit against Valve for anti-competitive behavior, along with excessive prices. That number, by the way, equates to about $834 million. Now, VGC did report this, and they did accuse that Valve was making publishers sign a contract that did take lower prices where they're allowed to sell games on rival platforms. So if the game was on Steam, at least one other PC platform, Steam was getting the best deal during the sales. So here's what the lawsuit website did say. Quote, "Companies who hold dominant position in the market are not allowed to charge excessive or anti-competitive prices." Now, Epic Games does give out a free game every week, but it is nowhere near the amount of Steam games. Steam does allow some retail websites like Humble Bundle, Green Man Gaming, and others to sell games that will beat the price that they have. So we shall see what happens with the lawsuit. Now we're going to get to a little bit of games. There's some other things too. But if you're going to play Life is Strange, PlayStation Universe did say that, well, considering that Max is coming back, there may be some references to what you decided at the end of the first game. So, Deck 9 Games did provide some more details on Life is Strange Double Exposure, and that was during their stream. And the one that was streaming was Felice Kwan, which is the narrative director, and she said, quote, "We knew that this had to be something special. We knew we had to respect the two unforgettable endings in the first chapter of Max's story, while also crafting something new, something fresh that echoed Max's past challenges, even while it moved Max's personal story forward. It was really important at Deck 9 that if we were to make another Max adventure, that the game we'd have to respect both those endings. There's no canon ending in our book to the first game. Double Exposure will respect both endings and Max's thoughts. Her journal, her SMS, her interactions with other characters, what she opts to reveal about her past to her new friends. It is all reflective of that final choice. Life is Strange, Double Exposure will release October 29th for PlayStation 5, PC, Xbox Series X and X, and later on Nintendo Switch. More PlayStation news, PlayStation Universe, again, because Astrobot has about 150 PlayStation characters as cameos? Okay, Team Asobi did reveal that Astrobot game for PlayStation 5 will have more than 150 PlayStation character cameos. And that was an interview with Eurogamer, Nicholas Dosit, which is the creative director and studio head at Team Asobi. They touched base of the various character cameos appearing in Astrobot, but they made it clear that Bloodborne outfit isn't ahead of something else. Here's what he said, quote, "There's no secret meaning. It's just a celebration of the whole PlayStation history instead of the hardware we put our attention towards the characters. And that's why we push these cameos. Before they were quite primitive, but now they feel much richer looking. It's over 150 cameos. So it's going to go really deep and everybody should have their favorite ones." Astrobot will drop September 6th, 2024 on PlayStation 5. Now, what if a game from Nintendo Switch came over to PlayStation? Once again, PlayStation Universe. Okay, this is the last one from them. But they did say that the House of Dead remake for Switch could come to PlayStation 4. Well, it already did. But they were still talking about it. Because the House of Dead remake went to Nintendo first before it went to PlayStation 4 in 2022. But what about House of Dead 2? Well, House of Dead 2 was released in the arcades back in 1999. And they had a launch title for Sega Dreamcast way back when. And while that was playable using the control pad, you could have a light or dedicated light gun accessory. But PlayStation Universe is thinking that it could come to PlayStation 4 or 5 because it was recently rated for Nintendo Switch in Europe. So that could be coming. We'll see. We know what is coming. Madden 25. And according to Hardcore Gamer, the look and sound for Madden 25 will get refreshed, revitalized. So last year, and Madden 24 got an upgrade to presentation elements. And that was with a score bug that did mimic the combination of ESPN and Amazon broadcasts, along with some intro and some other cutscenes. But they were affected to the feel of the game at a surface level. Madden 25 will become to more visual elements and overhauling how the series will tackle not only commentary, but also the soundtrack for the game. There'll also be some other focus on the visual presentation that will be visual effects. So, the first development team for Madden 25 did add some new practice facilities for the game, and that's where the minigames will also be played. The practice facility could also be most frequented in the game because the team did give some stuff to it. But they also added a large screen in Gillette Stadium for the stadium upgrade, and you could see some new 3D grass. And then the team worked on some body collisions with the ground, which also caused different effects. And they also improved the broadcasts. Now, they'll keep the same fonts and themes for the broadcast during the games, but the development team did move the score bug from the bottom of the screen and added more walk-up screens and more cutscenes to the sidelines. There's also new team introductions prior to each game as the team runs out of the tunnels. And they'd also overhaul the soundtrack, because Madden 25 partnered with a composer to create its own soundtrack that would make it feel more like the NFL. So we shall see how that all comes out. Madden NFL will be on PlayStation 5 and 4, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S on August 16th, 2024. Oh, if you got PlayStation Plus, you can get Stellar Blade as a game trial right now. That's according to Hardcore Gamer, and that is a demo. So if you had interest in the game, you got PlayStation Plus, you can try it. Yes, you can. Oh, we like our monitors, don't we? Yes, we do. TheVerge.com has a 27-inch LG OLED, and it's on sale right now. It's at $657 at Amazon. Now, let me get into this monitor for a bit. This is the LG Ultra Gear 27-inch OLED gaming monitor, and it has a high-quality 2560x1440 OLED panel, and that does support 240Hz refresh for the performance for competitive games. It also has an HDMI 2.1 port with some built-in downscaling, making for 4K, and has some good stuff as 1440 display. Like I said before, $657 at Amazon. BH Photo, $657. Best Buy, $660. It's a 27-inch monitor. There's a 34-inch monitor too that's got a curved OLED, and that's selling for $820 at Amazon and Best Buy. So while it's pricier, yes it is, it does have the similar specs, along with 7 inches of an extra screen width. So there's some good stuff there. Oh, you like Monster Hunter? Well, there's a Monster Hunter game bundle if you're interested to get it. GameSpot did say that it's cheap. So, Monster Hunter Wilds will be releasing next year. But Capcom did say, hey, it's a good time to join the hunt. Yep. And Fanatical agreed because they have a PC game bundle that includes the two most recent main Monster Hunter games. And right now, that is at $30. And that is connected to your Steam account. That's a $240 value. Yeah. It's two games and six DLCs. Because it's Monster Hunter Rise and Monster Hunter World. Two games, all the DLCs, $30. And it's on Steam. Oh, you got a Nintendo? You got a Switch? You might find some games on Switch that you might not have seen. According to Hardcore Gamer, they put up 10 games on the Nintendo Switch Online that you should try out if you haven't seen them yet. Crusader of Sentry, Dynamite Heady, Extreme G, Ignition Factor, Joy Mech Fight, Kuru Kuruin, Mega Man 5, Pulse Man, Scat, and Vice Project Doom. But they're not the only one that has bundles. So is Amazon, according to Games Radar, because Amazon is serving up some Nintendo Switch bundles just this weekend. So, these are just to you, as far as what I could tell. Yeah, these are just to you. So if you're in the EU, you'd like these deals. Nintendo Switch OLED, Mario Brothers Wonder, Animal Crossing New Horizons, Super Mario Odyssey, Princess Peach Showtime, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. You know what I would say to that? Where's the ones in America? Just saying. Anyway, you got a sale, EU. Go do it. Nintendo Live gives us our last one, because the developer wants to bring some more games to Switch. Japanese developer M2, which is Takoi Hori, the CEO and founder of M2, did say he wants to bring more games to Switch. Here's what he said in an interview, talking about the M2 Street Tigers that was released on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch through the Japanese and North American digital regions. And in the person that asked the questions asked it, could there be any plans to bring Battle Grega, Ketsui, and Dengar Bourbon to Switch? So here's what Roy did say. Quote, yes, if we have the opportunity, Let me rephrase that. We're always looking for that opportunity. So he does want to bring things to Switch. Well, we're going to bring things to you tomorrow. The weekly show is tomorrow. Twitch.tv/DawnForge. All rights are reserved, right? This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are indeed reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. So until then, go play some games, people. You know you want to.